Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
Last week, we dug into 10 reasons your diet isn't working. The topic hit a few buttons with some people, and it brought up several questions. So instead of moving on from the 10 reasons your diet isn't working, I actually decided we're going to take things a step further, and we're going to actually spend the next 8 to 10 weeks, maybe, breaking it all down. Because they brought up so many questions, and I think each one of these topics truly does deserve time to discuss. So a quick recap of the 10 reasons your diet isn't working. Number one, you are dehydrated. Number two, you're focusing on quantity over quality. Number three, are you really sticking to your diet like you say you are? I can't wait to talk about that one. Number four, fast food is still junk food. Number five, you're not eating enough protein. Number six, you're averaging less than 6 hours of quality sleep a night. Number seven, you're eating too much sugar. Number eight, you're not moving your body. Number nine, when you're moving your body, you're only focusing on cardio. Number 10, it's not custom to you. My favorite topic of all 10. As the song says, let's start at the very beginning. I hear it's a great place to start. Number one, the number one reason that your diet is not working, in my opinion, is that you're dehydrated. You're probably saying, please don't make me drink a gallon of water a day. I'm not here to do that, except maybe I am. We'll get into that in just a minute. Let's start by talking about the louder signs of your body that you are dehydrated. As usual, this is where I like to start talking about listening to your body. Our body has a way of telling us things, and it's up to us to start listening. It's easy to blow these things off, pop a pain pill, or put a Band-Aid on it, or just take an antacid. There's so many things that our body does that we're just like, sorry, not dealing with it. But in reality, if we actually took a step back, if we took time to listen to what our body was telling us, there's a lot of really good things that we would learn about our body. And in this case, let's talk about the signs that you're dehydrated. The signs that your body is throwing at you saying, would you please just give me a bottle of water instead of that 16th cup of coffee? Okay, hopefully not 16, but you know where I'm going with this. Number one, tiredness. Yeah, you might not actually need that extra cup of coffee that you're craving. Sure, as you reach for your third or fourth cup of coffee in the afternoon, you're saying, I am so tired, I need caffeine. But what I really want you to do is take a step back and say, how much water did I have today? Have I had enough water today? Have I had any water today? Another sign is feeling thirsty, and lightheaded. Again, we go to quench our thirst, grabbing a pop or a soda, whatever you might call it, and think that that's going to solve the problem. Except then we drink two of them, and then we drink three of them, and then we drink four of them. But we could have just had one cup of water and solved that problem. Same thing with being lightheaded. Again, there's a lot of things that can contribute to being lightheaded. I'm not saying being dehydrated is the only one, but if you are feeling lightheaded and you haven't had water today, or you're evaluating your day and you're saying, maybe I haven't had enough water, it's a really good place to start. Now, if you live in my house, you're gonna know the next one because I drive everybody crazy with it, but if you have a headache, ask my kids. I will absolutely respond, how much water have you had today, when any of them tells me their head hurts. Headaches, the number one reason, or one of the number one reasons you get headaches is because you're dehydrated. Your body is screaming, please drink water, please drink water. Something is hurting. This is the only way I can alarm you at this point to make you listen. Sure, you drink a glass of water when you take a Tylenol, but how much water have you had today? Take a step back and think about it the next time your headache comes on. And again, I'm not saying that's the only reason you get headaches, but a lot of times it is, and we blow it off and take a Tylenol and hope for the best. We're going to go here on the podcast because, you know, we always do. We like to keep it real. Dark or strong smelling urine is a huge obvious sign that you are dehydrated. But that's something that we're not taught about. It's not something that people like to talk about because it's taboo to talk about what comes out of your body. While we're at it, if you're struggling to go to the bathroom in the other sense, also a sign that you're dehydrated. Water keeps your body moving, keeps things regular, keeps things flowing. If you're struggling to go to the bathroom in either sense, or you got that dark, strong smelling urine, time to drink some water. And last but not least, the louder signs that you're dehydrated, having a dry mouth. Again, a lot of times we'll reach for a soda or pop. 7-Up comes to my mind just because I think it's 7-Up, or maybe another similar product that's like quench your thirst with 7-Up or Sprite, something like that. I clearly don't drink pop, so I'm not the person to ask. Having a dry mouth, we reach for something else other than water when water is what's going to solve this problem. Now, there are louder signs that you are dehydrated, but there's also some signs that you just aren't drinking enough water in general. And it's easy to blow these off. It's easy to ignore your body, and it's easy to pretend that they're not a problem. You can look for the creams, look for the quick fixes, look for the coffee, and all these other things that are going to come up with these signs, but they're not going to solve the problem until you get to the root of the issue. And the root of the issue is you're dehydrated, or you aren't drinking enough water. These other signs that aren't the obvious ones are lack of energy overall. Yes, this goes along the lines with tiredness, but having a lack of energy is not a sign to reach for more coffee. It's a sign to reach for more water. That's one of the big reasons we have energy crashes in the afternoon, because we've been drinking coffee all morning and we maybe have a cup of water with lunch, or maybe not. Maybe we drank a pop. Your body is screaming like, instead of keeping doing what you're doing, please feed me some water. Another sign that you just aren't drinking enough is that your skin is looking dull, damaged, or missing something. We reach for these expensive beauty creams when we can get something out of the tap that will solve the problem. Now, I'm not saying to not reach for the expensive beauty creams, because we all clearly can use some help in this area sometimes, but if your skin is looking dull or damaged or it's missing something like that oomph, try drinking more water on a more consistent basis and even taking before and after photos. For me, acne is a huge thing. I've talked about it here on the podcast. I've struggled with adult acne. It's been an issue my whole life. But one of the things that I've noticed makes a difference is how much water I'm drinking, even though it can be not just the only solution. Water does play a part in it, and I notice on the days that I drink more water, I have less dark circles. The acne scars are less apparent. It makes a big difference. Another thing you might not know, but one of the reasons that you probably aren't drinking enough water is sugar cravings. Craving sugar is our body's way of telling us it's missing something. And of course, we're going to feed into that sugar craving more so than we're going to feed into a quote-unquote water craving, right? So sugar cravings can be a big deal. Pay attention to them. Instead of reaching for a bowl of ice cream, drink a glass of water. What difference do you notice? Do you notice the sugar craving goes away, or does it make it stronger? I'm gonna guess it starts to go away. Again, it's not gonna be solved with one cup of water, but over time, little things like that add up. Last but not least, signs you're not drinking enough water in general is that you're struggling to lose that weight despite doing it all right. If you work with me in one-on-one coaching, one of the first things we do is evaluate your water intake as part of our research piece of the Best Self Method. We're going to talk about that in a minute of how to know how much water to drink, but most likely you are not drinking enough water if you're struggling to lose the weight despite doing it all right. And this takes being honest with yourself too. Are you really drinking an entire 8 ounces of water when you drink a glass of water? Are you drinking that entire Stanley cup that's 40 ounces? Or are you filling it 3/4 of the way with ice and drinking around it and hoping the ice just holds out for a couple of days? Apparently that's a thing. But you're not going to drink 40 ounces of water if 3/4 of your cup is filled with ice. Just throwing it out there. Unless you drink the ice, too, while you're drinking the water. If you know what I mean. Water and weight loss tend to go hand in hand, and I hate to tell you this. But if you're not drinking enough water, your body is going to hold on to water weight. It needs help. It needs that hydration to push the toxins through. It needs help to make the nutrients go to the right spot in your body. It needs help to help you keep moving regularly, like we talked about. If you aren't able to go to the bathroom regularly, how are you going to lose weight? If you aren't able to get the nutrients to the right spot in your body, how are you going to lose weight? Plus, water gives us energy, and you need that energy to work out. I don't care what pre-workout you're taking. The more you are hydrated, the better your workouts are going to go. So what do we do about it? Well, the easy answer is drink more water. The more complicated answer is drink more water. You knew that was coming. Yes, it should be that simple to just drink more water, but I get that it's not that simple. There are a lot of habits to break. Things like pop. It is so freaking addicting. I know back in the day, I used to drink a couple pops a day, and I finally got fed up, and I was like, screw it. I'm not drinking pop for a month. Here we are 9 years later, and I have had maybe 10 pops in the last 9 years, sodas, whatever you call them. But it is an addiction you have to break. Pop has sugar or fake sugar that tells your brain it makes you happy. Yes, your brain is happy for 30 minutes, and then it's like, wait, I want more of those. That made me happy. It's an addiction. So while I know it's not that simple to just say, swap out your pop for water, that is a good place to start. And if you still like the fizzy piece, drink a fizzy one. But we're going to get into more ways in just a minute. Before we get into those, I want to talk about the best way to figure out how much water you should be drinking. So in order to do this, take your body weight, and approximate body weight if you are not comfortable getting on this scale. Say, for example, you weigh 150 pounds. I'm just throwing this out there because I don't do math and this is an easy way to calculate it. Say, for example, you're 150 pounds. Divide that by 2. This is how many ounces of water you should drink. So that would be 75. Again, I don't do math, so we're keeping it simple here. Take your weight approximately in pounds, divide by 2, and that's how many ounces of water you should drink at the bare minimum per day. Now, I like to add more to that equation. I don't stop there because personally, I don't find that that's necessarily enough, especially for somebody who drinks coffee, caffeinated stuff, etc. Works out, whatnot, I still don't find that's enough. Now, maybe it is for you, but I encourage you to try this and play around with this. It's not going to happen overnight that you're going to say, this is the exact amount of water I need. I always say add 8 ounces per cup of coffee you drink, or caffeinated beverages. If you drink like a green tea in the morning or a matcha tea, something like that, something to help offset the caffeine. So take that 75, add 8 ounces for every cup of coffee you drink. Then add 8 ounces for every 30 minutes of workout. You're working out. You're sweating out your water in your body. You need more water. So adding 8 ounces per 30 minutes of workout can help your body rebuild that water it needs. Now, we started talking about this with the pop, but I know you're saying, what in the world? How do I drink more water? I just don't like water. The biggest how that you're going to come across is the effects you start to feel on your body when you drink more water. Let me repeat that. The biggest how you're going to come across when it comes to drinking more water is going to be the effects your body feels when you actually start drinking the right amount of water. And I'm talking about the newfound energy, the going to the bathroom regularly, the ways that you are suddenly able to think more clearly, the way your skin starts to clear up. This is going to be the best way to make yourself drink more water is to feel the effects of drinking more water. Okay, that's the easy but not so easy one. Other things you can do. Add fruit to your water. Not sugar packets. We'll talk about those in a second. Fruit. Things like strawberries, lemons, oranges, pineapples. Those are some favorites around here. It takes figuring out what you actually like. We like mixing and matching around here. I personally like lemons. My husband likes doing a lemon-orange combination. Just stuff like that. Adding fruit to your water not only gives you a couple extra little vitamins as you sip, but it adds some flavor. Now, talking about adding flavor, if you use something like a liquid IV, Elementi, something like that, be careful. Those are not meant to be drank 4 times a day. Like, you shouldn't be drinking 4 packets of liquid IV a day. Not to mention your wallet is going to hate you for that. Those are meant to rebuild your vitamins and minerals after a workout, not to drink all day long. However, if you do like those and those are helping you drink water, take one packet and pour just a little bit at a time in your water. So take that one packet of liquid IV and refill your Stanley cup 3 times, divide that packet 3 times, like into thirds. So you drink a third of it each time with your 40 ounces of water. That way, you're still getting the vitamins and minerals. You're still getting something that encourages you to drink water, but you're also not overdoing it on the sugar and the minerals and the vitamins and all the other stuff in it. Figure out how you like your water. Do you like it hot, cold, lukewarm, from the tap, from a filter, from a Brita filter? I know this sounds so snobby, but there really is a difference in how bottled water tastes. There is no same bottled water between different companies, and it is what it is. I said what I said. I am a water snob, and there are certain faucets and taps and whatnot that I will not drink water out of. I'm a snob. But by knowing this, I know that I need to drink more water prior to going to that location, or I know not to buy that kind of water at the gas station. Figuring out what kind of water you like actually makes a difference. If you are somebody who always buys Dasani water, but you don't like Dasani water, you're not going to drink it. Try a different brand next time and see what happens. Again, I know that sounds snobby, but we're snobs around here when it comes to our health. Another one that a lot of people hate me for saying, but it works, trust me, it works, is drink your water, drink a bottle of water before your cup of coffee. Yeah. Depends on what you want to drink. I personally drink about 40 ounces before I drink my cup of coffee in the morning. 32 is really where I'm at. Like, I can't quite finish my Stanley, but I drink a lot of water before I even touch a coffee, because this way I'm already ahead of things. My body's already moving and shaking. We're already getting moving. I have water in for the day. I'm a fourth of the way through my water for the day before I've even touched my coffee. Easy, but not so easy. Over time, it becomes a habit. Give it a shot. Last but not least, buy yourself a new water bottle. Okay, this won't work weekly, but if you are somebody who is trying to jumpstart your water drinking habits, buy yourself a new water bottle. I cannot tell you how many people have told me that the only reason they like their Stanley is because it makes them drink more water. I like mine because I think it looks cute on the pattern, but I have heard people say that I drink more water because I have this Stanley because it's 40 ounces. Now, to be honest, 40 ounces versus 32 ounces isn't that big of a difference. But if it's going to make you drink more water, then do it. Buy yourself a new water bottle one time. See what happens. Take a dig through this podcast. Spend a lot of time thinking about it. I could go on all day about water. If you've worked with me one-on-one, if you hang with me on Instagram, you know that I love talking about being hydrated. It is the most basic thing you can do for your health. Hydrate yourself. Try something for a week, figure out your water intake, and see what happens. You might be surprised. We'll see you next week. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week.